David Knight.
Well, we have some interesting news that is happening in Korea. I think it's interesting to contrast North and South Korea. We're going to take a look at what's up with this. I'm sure we hope that this is going to work out. It's a very positive sign. President Trump said it's very positive. We'll see what happens, and we're very optimistic about what will happen, hoping that this will be the end of a war that's gone back to the 1940s, the beginning of that since then. So we've got Kim Jong-un walking across the border, shaking hands with the South Korean President Moon, and then the two of them hold hands and go back onto the north side, and then they go back to the south side, and then they talk. That's great. Yeah, that's the symbolism that's going on right now. There he is, walking. And we're going to play you some clips of that. You know, it's actually kind of interesting. I heard he's walking across. I saw the pictures of him walking across, and I thought, well, maybe he can't find a working car. No, he actually did have a car, and he had a big entourage of people that were jogging in the car. It might have been a good photo op for him to have used a sound. There he is right there, jogging. He's got his security detail running alongside a Mercedes. And I'm sure that they're going to be able to stop any incoming missiles or something there as they run along jogging. It would have been a nice gesture for him, I think, instead of using a German car, to use a South Korean car, wouldn't you think? Anyway, it was a Mercedes. But we're going to talk about also the contrast between North and South Korea. Because I think if this all works out, and we hope that it does, the only downside of this that I see is that we're going to lose Exhibit A of the difference between communism and a free economy, between authoritarianism and liberty. We already had that taken away from us with the unification of Germany. We had East Germany as a prime example of what you don't want your society to become. But of course, William Binney has said that our snitch society, where people are snitching on each other, just look at social media, and the government is surveilling everybody. He said it's far worse than anything he observed in the decades that he observed East Germany as the chief technical head of the NSA. That was what they were set up to do, actually. Now they've turned inward, looking at American citizens, and William Binney says what we have now because of our technology is far worse than anything he ever saw in North Korea. Far more dangerous. I'm sorry, not North Korea, but East Germany. And so when we look at the contrast between these two countries, I think it's amazing. As you looked over the years, you could see Germany split in two by war. One group goes free. The other goes under authoritarian communist rule. And look what happened to the people. An even starker contrast is North and South Korea, where this separation went on far longer. And so we're going to take a look at that contrast there. And that's the only bad thing that I see about this, if it works. And that is that we lose that Exhibit A as to why you don't want that. In both cases, you had one people, there's absolutely no difference. You want a controlled experiment. This is the perfect controlled experiment. The people are exactly identical. Same culture, same language, same work ethic. Everything about them is the same as far as nature goes. And so then the only question is, what about external influences? What about the system under which they live? That's why the two of those, East and West Germany, North and South Korea, a great example. If we ever needed one, of the difference in two economic systems. Kind of like what the Democrats want to do to us. That's why I don't want to see that part of it go away. Although they kept it closed. Right now, we're going to have a window of opportunity to see exactly how bad it is. But then also the reports that perhaps, and this I was going to cover this yesterday, perhaps one of the reasons that he stopped the test site, as it came out 2 days ago, was maybe it was because his test site was collapsed. There were massive earthquakes, if you remember, back in October. Maybe it destroyed that test site. So we'll talk about that as well. And we're also going to have Ben Garrison and Sabo joining us in the third hour. So stay with us. It's going to be a great program. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
We're going to talk about what's going on in North Korea. We're going to contrast North and South Korea. We're going to take a look at the nuclear test site that they had in North Korea. Was that shut down by intimidation, or was it shut down by a mountain collapsing on it? This report out of the South China Morning Post a couple of days ago. I wanted to get to this yesterday, actually 2 days ago. I didn't have a chance to get to it. I think that's coming out of Hong Kong, suggesting that's the case, geologists looking at that. But we'll get into all that coming up. First, I want to talk about some of the news that's broken the last 24 hours. We had Bill Cosby found guilty in a sexual assault retrial. He's found guilty on three counts of aggravated indecent assault. Going back to 2004, the sexual assault of Andrea Constand. He is 80 years old. Each of those counts could result in 30 years in prison. Each of them 10 years in prison, total of 30. They will be coming up with a sentencing guideline in a couple of weeks here. I think they've got like a month to come up with that, something like that. The thing I find interesting is that, of course, there were more than 50 women who came forward with sexual assault claims. And they were all the same M.O. Did the same thing. He drugged me, I woke up, and he was doing this, that, all the same types of stuff. Very similar. She was the only one that had not been eliminated by the statute of limitations. So some of these other people were allowed to testify as to some of the things that happened to them, but she was the only one that had not been timed out with the statute of limitations, which is longer than it is when people abuse children. That is something, a great injustice that we have to fix in this country. And it tells you something as we continue to see UN officials and high-ranking government officials and big-name coaches and all this sort of thing. I mean, this all happened up in Philadelphia. We had Sandusky and everything. As we see all these important people, you know, people like Dennis Hastert, who himself, you know, a pedophile who was groomed by the GOP to be Speaker of the House, longest serving Speaker of the House for the GOP, perhaps for any party. But as we see these powerful people get away with this stuff because of the statute of limitations, we need to end that. Australia did. That's why the number three guy in the Vatican is facing charges in Australia, Cardinal Pell. So that's a great injustice. But I think as we look at all this Me Too stuff, that is one of the things. I think we got that many people, just like Harvey Weinstein, coming forward, same MO and so forth, that they all testify to. That is clearly a smoking gun. But it also, we have seen it used against people, and we need to be able to make the distinction in most cases here. Wait till the jury comes in with something, because too often it's very easy to destroy somebody on mere allegations, on mere allegations. As a matter of fact, we can go to war on mere allegations. We just did, didn't we? We just switched everything around and bombed Syria again based on allegations of a chemical gas attack in the UK. We enacted sanctions based on allegations of a chemical gas attack in Syria. We bombed the place. And based on allegations that I still do not believe, we had Roy Moore's political career destroyed. There was one person that rose to the level of competing stories. He said, she said. No clear evidence there. The Washington Post put that out there with an agenda, I think, to destroy Roy Moore. Obviously, they didn't like him politically. I don't think that Mitch McConnell liked him politically either. Might have played a part in that game. And the Washington Post sexed that up with other non-substantive claims like, oh, I was 18 years old and he was like 12 years older than me and he asked me out for a date in the mall. And I said, no, you know, it's an employee in the mall. I thought that was really creepy. Another one, I was 17 years old and my mom said, yeah, you ought to date him. I thought that was really creepy. Those were not accounts of sexual allegations and they didn't reveal a pattern of sexual assault or crimes. And then you have Gloria Allred jumping into it, as she typically does, with a faked up yearbook. But of course it destroyed his life. We have as one of the CNN Cosby analysts, we have a guy who is a co-defendant in his own sexual harassment lawsuit. This is CNN legal analyst Mark Garagos, was brought into the network several times on Thursday, reports the Daily Caller, to opine about the Bill Cosby sexual assault trial. And as they point out, it was an interesting choice for CNN, given that he is the co-defendant in a sexual harassment lawsuit himself. There you go. Hashtag me too, CNN. And then we have Tom Brokaw, NBC News. And we've had a an NBC former foreign war correspondent, Linda Vester, went to the Washington Post. And we have a clip of an interview, extended interview that she gave. And here's what she had to say.
Linda Vester. For a decade, I worked at NBC News as an anchor and correspondent. I was groped and assaulted by Tom Brokaw, then the anchor of NBC Nightly News. This is my story.
And that's part of an interview. So that's just a prelude to it. One of the things that she said was that she was forcibly kissed. She said she was 28 at the time of the alleged incident. Brokaw, by the way, is now about the age of Bill Cosby. Cosby's 80, Brokaw's 78. She said that he invited her for a drink when she was in New York on assignment in 1994. She reportedly responded to him by saying that she only drinks milk and cookies. She said it was the only thing I could think of at the time, hoping that the reference to milk and cookies would make him realize I was 30 years his junior and not interested, she told the Washington Post. And then he proceeded to make unwanted advances, and she said, what do you want from me? And he said, an affair of more than passing affection. Mr. Anchorman himself. And so that is going to blow up, I think, as well. You're going to see a lot more about that information. She seems to, there's also, I don't know if there's other people that are involved in that. She had more than one encounter. I don't know if there's additional people that have come out at the moment. And other legal issues. Of course, we've had the Supreme Court on Wednesday listening to arguments in the case of Trump versus Hawaii on April 25th. And of course, excuse me, this is about whether or not we can vet people who are coming in from 8 listed nations. Let me give you those nations here and see if you can think of any reason other than racism that we want to keep people out of these countries. Iran, Libya, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Chad, Venezuela, and North Korea. It must be that we are racist. Because this is filed by Hawaii and by the Muslim Association of Hawaii. Never mind that Islam is not a race. It is a political and religious ideology. But when we look at this list of countries, these are countries that the Obama administration, most of them, we had gone to war with or want to go to war with. Syria, Yemen, we're in a war with Yemen as partners of Saudi Arabia. Libya, we destroyed, and it is now a hotbed of terrorism. Iran, we keep telling everybody, especially our head-chopping ally, Saudi Arabia, that they are the Hitlers of the Middle East. Venezuela, North Korea, oh yeah. So there is absolutely no reason, though, other than racism, that we would want to vet people coming in from those countries. I don't think the Supreme Court is buying it. Many people are reporting on this, as the New American says. The line of questioning indicated that four of the more conservative members, as well as Justice Anthony Kennedy, who is often the swing vote, appeared to be skeptical of these charges and sympathetic to Trump administration's ban on people coming in from these countries. But we had House, I think, was interviewing Kristen Nielsen. I'm flashing back to the 1980s, an actress. We're going to play that for you when we come back. I had the list here of the clips. Asking her about DACA, saying, are you taking new applications? She said she's not. She said they're processing, they're honoring the people who've already been through the process. They are allowing people who have filed to continue to be vetted with it, but they're not taking any new applications. The Democrat was very upset. But there is no DACA law.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Rocket Man. He walked right across the border in South Korea. He's the Rodney Dangerfield of dictators. The guy who wants to be taken seriously, as Michael Malik said. He said he just wants street creds in the global community. So that's part of what's going on with this. And hopefully this is going to move forward to peace. You know, the White House yesterday, knowing that this is coming up today, the White House scooped him yesterday, scooped the South Korean president, at least. They showed the photo op of Mike Pompeo, who was just confirmed as Secretary of State. They showed when the pictures of him meeting Kim Jong-un back in Easter. And so they put those photos out, and now we have the photo ops that everybody's playing everywhere as he walked across the border. Took a little step across. They shook hands. They held hands. Went back onto the north side, and then they came back onto the south side. a lot of photo ops. And as we talked about before, he came in a Mercedes, not a South Korean car. We're going to talk about the differences between their economies, between the difference between North and South Korea. A controlled experiment, if you will, controlled by a dictator, a controlled experiment showing the difference between two economic systems when you separate people who are exactly the same. You know, you always have the nature versus nurture. You can say things like, well, I don't know, maybe that communist country is failing because, you know, the people are different. Maybe they don't have the same work ethic. Maybe they don't have the same skills or mental capacity or whatever. No, they took North and South Korea and they cut it in half. One group of people they gave a different system to, the others got a freedom, okay? So they get the boot stomping in their face of 1984, or you give people economic freedom. And we had the same thing happen in East and West Germany. And guess what we got? So if this works out, that's the only downside of it, as I said before, is that we lose these controlled experiments that should have proved to everybody that the path of North Korea, East Germany, and California is not the path that we want to follow, because that's what California is trying to do. And maybe we should have a demilitarized zone. I'm with the people who want to secede. I want to see the people in California who are conservatives be able to stay with the United States and let that liberal slice on the coast go their own way so they don't drag us down the drain with them. But let's talk about Korea. As AP News is saying, it starts with a handshake. After years of tension, surrounded by bodyguards, he walked down a flight of stairs and so forth, crossed it on foot. This is Kim Jong-un, the young'un, I guess we could say. You know, he's the, or the son of Un. but this is little Rocket Man there, and now he's got his photo opportunity. He's playing on the world stage, and maybe that's enough for him. And maybe it's not even the tough tweets from President Trump. Maybe it's a mountain that fell on his nuclear test site. We'll talk about that later as well. They are promising to pursue military arms reduction between the North and South, to cease hostile acts, to turn their fortified border, the demilitarized zone, where they've been sitting there looking at each other and pointing guns at each other for decades, saying they're going to turn that into a peace zone, seek multilateral talks with other countries like the United States. And, of course, this is the first time a North Korean leader has stepped foot in South Korean territory after the 1945 division of the peninsula. So we'll see what happens. President Trump, meanwhile, tweeted out this morning, after a furious year of missile launches and nuclear testing, an historic meeting between North and South Korea is now taking place. Good things are happening, but only time will tell. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see what happens. There they are, planting a tree. That's great. That's a pretty big tree that's already there. But anyway, maybe that's been that one tree that's maybe they're planting one next to that tree, or maybe they're throwing more dirt on that tree. That tree looks like it's been there since they divide the country. Maybe it is. I don't know. In a second tweet, President Trump said, "Korean War to end, all uppercase. The United States and all of its great people should be very proud of what is now taking place in Korea." Because, you know, the Korean War never did end. It just had a ceasefire, an armistice, if you will. Life in North Korea versus life in South Korea. Well, what have these two systems produced? As I said, we had East and West Germany, we had North and South Korea, and These were exactly the same countries over 60 years ago. Exactly the same people. So let's eliminate any difference between the people. Same language, same characteristics, same culture, same work ethic, same abilities. But what have we gotten there? Take a look at some of these pictures, North and South. You've got one there where you've got some in the in South Korea, pretty much like American teenagers, variety of dress. They're posing for pictures and so forth. Let's pull up some of those pictures there and contrast that to the people who are rigidly uniformed and standing in line. Yeah, let's go down, scroll down some of those pictures there. I think you've got, yeah, there we go. That's the first one right there. And then as we go down, we can see the cars. Take a look at the parking lots. Big, busy, full parking lots in South Korea. But in North Korea, you've got parking lots and you've got one car and four policemen and one driver. That says a lot right there. Or look at the roads, totally empty versus the kind of traffic you would see in any Western nation. But there's many other metrics that we can take a look at. You know, as Investopedia looks at North Korea versus South Korea, look at the economies of the two. It said, North Korea faced its worst nightmare in the 1990s as the region was hit by a series of natural disasters that kept its economic growth negative for a decade. Well, they were hit with an unnatural disaster, with a man-made disaster, with this dictatorship that is there. There's some of those pictures we were just talking about. It was a man-made disaster. They changed the climate, didn't they? Changed the business climate. Man-made business climate change. And of course, we're going to talk about this in just a moment. The idea that maybe the natural disaster of the earthquake was man-made with the atomic testing. And maybe that buried his test site. So that may have something to do with his becoming so jovial lately. North Korea may not be economically advanced, but it does have plenty of unexplored natural resources estimated to be worth trillions of dollars. Well, they've been unexplored because they've shut down all economic activity and centrally planned everything. On the other hand, South Korea, known as the miracle of the Han River, South Korea's spectacular economic growth has transformed a nation once racked by political chaos and poverty into the trillion-dollar economy. They have clocked an average annual growth rate of 7%, experiencing contraction only during 2 years. You know, the Federal Reserve would never let the American economy have a growth rate of 7% in any given year. As soon as we start growing above 2 or 3%, they start slamming us with interest rates and other devices to try to throttle the economy. That's our central planning being done by that private Federal Reserve. But they now rank, South Korea ranks as the world's 12th largest economy in terms of GDP. 36.7 times the size of North Korea in terms of GDP. What do we see here? Not a difference in people, a difference in economic systems. Do you want the North Korean California model, or do you want freedom? That's the thing you need to ask yourself. All right, we'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids. so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We were just talking about the difference between North and South Korea. Empty roads or parking lots, one car surrounded by four policemen and one driver. That's North Korea, the dictatorship. South Korea looks like other countries. As a matter of fact, it looks more prosperous than most other countries. As we pointed out, it's one of the miracle economies of the world. The difference is not the people. Taking that out of the equation. This is a controlled experiment to prove that communism and central planning doesn't work. And we should all pay attention and show pictures of North and South Korea, like we're seeing right now on the monitor, full parking lots and nobody in the parking lots, the regimentation and so forth. We should show that to California and say, no further questions, please. Let's not go down the path of authoritarianism that California wants to do. Central planning, censorship, mandates, you know, mandated vaccines and taking away people's freedom to make choices about what they want to do. That is California's model, centrally planning the economy, the welfare state. We have seen how this works in East and West Germany. We've seen how it works in North and South Korea. And as I pointed out just before we went to the break, South Korea is 37 times larger, their economy, than North Korea. And they said, geographically, the two nations are similar, but the population of North Korea is half of that of South Korea. It's starvation, folks. It's starvation. Let me tell you, that chronic food shortages, just like Mao, with his cultural revolution, they said, we're going to change everybody. We're going to take all these people who were engineers and professors and white-collar workers or whatever. You may not have any experience working in the fields. We're going to put you in the fields. But in spite of all that, he produced massive starvation for people. Probably killed more people with starvation than he did by execution because of failed central planning. They're idiots. They're not competent. And they're evil. Evil idiots, as we see in North Korea. The chronic food shortage in North Korea has resulted in undernourishment amongst the people, especially children. Get this. North Koreans tend to be smaller than their counterparts in South Korea, except for the little fat man. He gets plenty of food. Maybe he gets too much food. Life expectancy is lower in North Korea by 10 years. By 10 years. And that's if they don't kill you. The infant mortality rate in South Korea is 4, while it is 26 in North Korea. That's per 1,000 live births. So per 1,000 live births, South Korea, 4 infants die. In North Korea, it is 26. Almost 7 times as much. Isn't that amazing? That's the difference in economic systems. And of course, North Korea is running a huge trade deficit. They don't have anything to sell except for their resources. Remember one of the things that happened early on as the talk was ramping up? They had coal that was being exported to China, and they had the coal basically embargoed, and China said, we're not going to let that come in. That's all they've got, just scraping the stuff out of the ground and trying to send it onto somebody with their slave labor. But not so in North Korea. South Korea. South Korea is one of the biggest exporters in the world. Exports of goods and services accounted for 54% of their GDP back in 2013. And then take a look at robots. In North Korea, the robots are humans. The slaves are humans, because that's what robot means. It's a Czech word for slave. And so North Korea has human robots, human slaves, you know, kind of like Jeff Bezos. Who's getting more of the mechanical time. But anyway, these countries have the highest density of robot workers, points out Zero Hedge. And guess who's number one? South Korea. And it's not even close between South Korea and Singapore. South Korea has 631 industrial robots per 10,000 employees. Singapore, 488. Then Germany, third, is 309. So Germany has less than half the number of robots that South Korea does. Per 10,000 employees. Japan, about the same as Germany. They're number 4. We're number 6 at 189 versus South Korea with 631 robots per 10,000 employees. China's all the way down at 14 because, see, when you look at China, again, they can use human slave labor. All right, so let's take a look at all the nuclear testing stuff. He's made a good faith effort. He said, all right, to show you that we are serious about these talks, we will stop doing nuclear testing and we'll stop launching missiles over Japan. Well, that's good. because that is just an accident waiting to happen. If you're testing missiles, you don't want to fly them over another country. It's just insanity. But going back to October, remember, and we reported this at the time and even said maybe this was caused by the nuclear test site and maybe this is going to take out their nuclear test site. They had massive earthquakes back in October 2017, this last October. It was widely reported by Japanese broadcaster TV Asahi, said that 200 people were reported killed at the site, at the nuclear test site in that mountain as they had had the mountain collapse, tunnel collapse near that site. In response to earthquakes and so forth, and that another 100 people have died in a second collapse as they were attempting to rescue the first 200 people who died in the first collapse. Now, just a couple of days ago, we had the South China Morning Post, which I believe comes out of Hong Kong, and what they did was they gave the results of two separate groups of Chinese scientists who have studied this site. They're geologists. And they said that the collapse of that mountain occurred after 5 nuclear blasts. They said that might be why North Korean leader Kim Jong-un declared on Friday, last Friday, that he would freeze the state's nuclear and missile tests and shut down the site. The last 5 of Pyongyang's 6 nuclear tests were all carried out under that mountain, Mount Mantap. One group of researchers found that the most recent blast tore open a hole in the mountain, which then collapsed upon itself. And this is why the Chinese are looking at it, because they're concerned about radioactive fallout coming out of this. A second group concluded that the breakdown created a chimney that could allow radioactive fallout from the blast zone below to rise into the air, which would be a threat to China. So you got two groups of Chinese geologists looking at this saying, you know, what's going on? Is this going to be a chimney spewing out radioactive waste into China because of this irresponsible actions of these people? Research team led by Wen Lianxing, a geologist from the University of Science and Technology of China, concluded that the collapse occurred following the detonation last August, or last autumn rather, because that was, was happening in September and so forth, and an October collapse. North Korea's most powerful thermonuclear warhead in a tunnel about 700 meters below the mountain's peak. They say the test turned the mountain into fragile fragments. The mountain's collapse and the prospect of radioactive exposure in the aftermath confirms a series of exclusive reports by the South China Morning Post on China's fears that Pyongyang's latest nuclear test has caused a fallout leak. Radioactive dust could escape through holes or cracks in the damaged mountain. They said it is necessary to continue monitoring possible leaks of radioactive material caused by the collapse incident, said the Chinese scientist. North Korea thought that this would be a great place to do it because it's 7,000 feet above sea level. They thought it has, well, it's got thick, gentle slopes, they said. It should be able to resist the damage. And they said prior to these underground nuclear tests in 2017, the surface had shown no visible damage after four underground nuclear tests. But the 100 kiloton bomb that went off September the 3rd vaporized surrounding rocks on the mountainside, less than half a kilometer from the peak, slipped down into the empty pocket created by the blast, leaving a scar that is visible in satellite images. And they show that. There you can see that right there. Their crew is showing that on the screen. A researcher said the site was wrecked beyond repair. And the two teams agree on this. They said different teams using different data have come up with similar conclusions. And you know, the only people who say that is not what happened are the Americans. The Americans don't want to believe that that's collapsed. No, because that makes us look good if we made them stop the tests.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor?
That's right.
Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at a little bit more at North and South Korea and at this site. And then I want to get into the hearings that happened on Capitol Hill. First one will be the DHS Secretary Nielsen, who has a back and forth with a Democrat congresswoman, very upset about the fact that they're even pulling back a little bit on some of the DACA program, which is a program. It is not a law. And DHS Secretary Nielsen should just be ignoring it completely. So should the Trump administration. How can a former DHS secretary say, we are not going to enforce the law, we're not going to enforce the border? Okay, well, she does that, and they say, well, she's got the power to do that. Then why doesn't this DHS secretary have the power to say, we are going to enforce the existing law that never changed, and we're going to enforce the border? Oh, can't do that. Can't do that, says the congresswoman. Can't do that, says the judge. Since when do the courts get involved in something that is not even a law? No law was ever changed on this. So we're going to take a look at that, and we're also going to take a look at what is going on with the different confirmation hearings, the hearings about Scott Pruitt and so forth. Again, it's always the Game of Thrones in Washington. We're going to get into a little bit of that in just a moment. Before we do, I want to remind you of the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what supports this program. And we have some of our most popular products there, Brain Force, Bod Ease, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, all of those 25% off. And we have several products that are 50% off, centered around Super Male Vitality. Super Male Vitality itself is 50% off. And then we have a combo pack of Super Male Vitality and the Real Red Pill, 50% off. And another combo pack with Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power, 50% off. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. You can support your health and support freedom and a free press at the same time. We really do appreciate your support. All right, just a couple more things I wanted to say about this test site. So to sum up, we've got these two Chinese organizations, scientific organizations, universities taking a look at this. They're concerned because they're concerned that radioactive fallout may be occurring out of this chimney that was created when the mountain collapsed. They had five of their six nuclear tests there, Nothing had happened until the big one, the 100 kiloton bomb that happened in September. And then following that, there was a massive earthquake. There was some quakes and so forth right after the explosion of that. And then the mountain largely collapsed. And so they started looking at this and said, yeah, it collapsed, but it also created a chimney. That chimney could be releasing radioactive fallout into China. That's why the Chinese teams were looking at this. They said that they believe that North Korea didn't shut them down, but it was basically collapsed by the earthquake, hoisted by their own petard, or I guess buried by their own petard would be the right way to put it here. They said it was they've been hit by crippling international economic sanctions over the nuclear ambitions, and they say they don't think they have the resources to soon resume testing, even at a new site. Well, as if the sanctions were needed, as I just talked about, the fact that South Korean economy is a powerhouse showing the benefits of freedom over the tyranny and central planning of North Korea. Again, just to review some of that stuff. A life expectancy, 10 years greater in South Korea than in communist North Korea. An infant mortality rate that is 7 times greater in North Korea than it is in South Korea. And the fact that even the children are significantly smaller because they are malnourished. They can't even feed themselves under a centrally planned economy. That's the failure of central planning, the failure of tyranny. And so you don't need crippling international sanctions. You've got crippling national socialism. That's what's crippling that economy there. But then the Chinese go on to say, but there are other sites that are suitable for testing. You know, if they can scrap together the money, they can maybe do that somewhere else. They said it must be closely monitored, therefore. And said, so far, they have not detected an abnormal increase of radioactivity levels, but we will continue to monitor the surrounding region with highly sensitive equipment, analyze it to see if there's any more radiation coming out of there. The only people that are pouring cold water on this, and interestingly enough, are the American military industrial complex saying, oh no, we shut that down and we gotta do more. You know, we gotta watch these people out there. And they say that the basis for them saying, oh no, this didn't get shut down is to say that there was significant new tunneling, at another area of the site up through early March. And that renewed tunneling was curtailed by mid-March. But not entirely stopped through early April, suggesting that either the tunnel was complete and ready for future renewed testing, or that the slowdown simply mirrored the ongoing political changes underway. Or maybe they were tunneling for a reason that was other than military. I mean, maybe they were just trying to do something about the radioactive problems or trying to get something out of there. I don't know. But anyway, that's where we are with that. We'll be watching what happens, and hopefully we will have peace break out in that region. But don't ever forget the difference that these two systems have given us. All right, let's talk about the back and forth between the DHS secretary as she's being questioned about these mandates, these unconstitutional mandates from federal judges that we all have to bow down and pretend that they have effect. Here's the back and forth questioning of Department of Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen.
What is the department's position, since most courts have indicated
that's Sheila Jackson Lee
legitimate status, to indicate to your employees that they should not be treated precipitously and disrespectfully and detained, which is what is happening?
Well, I mean, let's respect foreign citizens criminally trespassing.
What that means is if you are currently a registered DACA recipient, you will not be deported. If you have applied for recertification as a DACA individual, you also will not be deported.
And you'll take new applications?
We are not taking new applications right now, no ma'am.
All right. If you could give me answers to all the rest, including why you're not taking new
It's not required at the moment.
Because it's not a law, lady.
We ended the program because it was an inappropriate use of executive
power. I understand. If you could just put that in writing, since the courts have indicated your ending of the program was incorrect, why you're not taking new applications.
Okay, so just to be clear, though, the courts have not said that. What the courts have said as of recently in the last couple of days is they've asked the department with the 90 days to come and provide them additional information. Should they find that that information is not sufficient, they reserve the right to take additional action. No court court has ordered me to allow new DACA recipients.
I disagree with you, but I would prefer if you would submit that to me in writing along with the other questions that I did not specifically.
All right, let's hold it right there. I disagree with Sheila Jackson Lee, and I disagree with Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen. She's talking about judges reserving the right. Judges don't have the right to say that a Homeland Security Secretary of a previous administration can make a ruling and this Homeland Security Secretary can't undo that, or that the president can't undo that. If Barack Obama did an executive order, and this doesn't even rise to the level of an executive order, but if he had done an executive order, then President Trump, as a succeeding president, could undo that executive order. He could countermand it, or he could cancel it. And if the Homeland Security Secretary, Janet Napolitano, of Obama says we are going to defer action, in other words, we're not going to enforce the law, which has not changed, we're not going to enforce the border, which has not changed, then where does a federal judge get off telling her she can't start enforcing the law and the border? I just don't get this. And again, this all goes back to Sessions and Trump. Trump needs to be Andrew Jackson on this. Say the court, the Supreme Court, Andrew Jackson said, has made their decision. Let's see them enforce it. He knew that they didn't have the constitutional authority to enforce those decisions. We are not all under the court system. These unelected political judges, and they are politicized everywhere. You know, you have a division of power between the three branches of government. You have a division of power between the federal government, between the people, and between the powers of the states. That was the way that the government was set up, because they didn't want to have everything consolidated. But now everything has become consolidated, and so instead of having these spheres that are next to each other, you have a pyramid structure. And guess who's at the top of the pyramid? The court systems, they're telling the president what he can and cannot do on everything. And the president needs to stop that. That'd be one of the most important things that President Trump could do, is stop bowing and kowtowing to this judicial tyranny. It's absolutely insane. Meanwhile, we have Gina Haspel has taken over the CIA as Pompeo was confirmed by the Senate to be the Secretary of State. And he left the country on a tour, presumably. I don't think he was rendered to another black site by Gina Haspel. We're still waiting to see from that. But, you know, that's what she is accused of. Not of an unwanted kiss like Tom Brokaw or Bill Cosby. She's accused of war crime torture. 109 generals and admirals said she is not fit for service. But yeah, there she is now, the acting CIA director.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The real red pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at Scott Pruitt in front of the Congress yesterday. We just saw DHS Secretary Nielsen being grilled by Sheila Jackson Lee, saying, how dare you even suspend a part of the previous DHS Secretary's memo? You know, this has evidently become a core constitutional feature now, this memo of Janet Napolitano. And President Trump and the Homeland Security Secretary can't do anything to enforce the laws that didn't change or the border that didn't change. But they're coming after Scott Pruitt because, as I pointed out yesterday, he's been very effective at changing things. What he has done is to remove some of the overreach, the regulatory overreach of the EPA. They began as an effort to address pollution. And I find it interesting that Earth Day that we had this last Sunday, they went back to pollution because they have lost the credibility of global cooling. They lost the credibility of global warming. They have even lost the credibility of man-made climate change because they started using the EPA just as they want to use the Paris Climate Accord to do economic manipulation and control of our economies. That's what this is really about. This is about central planning of the economy to turn us into something like we see in North Korea. You take away cheap energy and you are going to affect not only the quality of life of people, but you're also going to affect their life expectancy, just as we see in North Korea, having a life expectancy 10 years less, infant mortality rate 7 times greater and so forth, and people starving. That's what this is really about. This is a very subtle type of tyranny that will not be at the national level as much as it'll be at the international level. That's why they're pushing this climate change so much. It's why even people who believe in man-made climate change did not agree with the Paris Climate Accord because it didn't do anything to stop the pollution. But the other thing about Scott Pruitt is that he wanted to make the science transparent to the public, not just so that you can have other scientists do a peer review, but so that the public can see the science behind all of this. So don't use the government, says Scott Pruitt and the EPA, don't use the government to shut down some entire industries and then subsidize others. Don't pick the winners and the losers. And don't hide the science from people. If it's science, it should not have to hide. And that has gotten him in a lot of trouble with the politicians in Washington. As the Daily Caller pointed out yesterday, sources say that most of what an EPA leaker told Democrats about Scott Pruitt is false. So you can trace most of the stuff back to a former Trump campaign official, Kevin, I think you pronounce his name, Chmielewski or something. I'm not really sure. He's a former EPA deputy chief of staff operations. He gave congressional Democrats a list of accusations against Pruitt. Things like alleged wasteful spending and a disregard for ethical and legal requirements. Wait a minute. You're telling me that somebody in Washington has wasteful spending? You're telling me that somebody in Washington has disregard for ethical and legal requirements? I think that that's kind of a target-rich environment there. People who live in bureaucracies shouldn't throw those kinds of stones around. But it turns out that his claims have been called into question by sources that are familiar with the EPA's inner working, talking to the Daily Caller. One source told the Daily Caller that more than 60% of this is false. The other 40% is distorted information from a disgruntled employee. And so as Scott Pruitt was grilled yesterday, forget this, he was there for 6 hours. And as The Hill points out, that's a grueling task for any cabinet member. But he seemed to escape unscathed. Why? Because it's a lie. They want to take him down because he's effective at what he's doing. And he said this at the hearings. He said, facts are facts. Fiction is fiction. A lie doesn't become truth because it's on the front page of a newspaper. Scott Pruitt, my man. Told it like it was. All right, we'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Before we get to the Mideast, before we get to the FBI, we've now had the text messages that went back and forth between Peter Schrock and Lisa Page, his lawyer mistress. Those were obtained by the Department of Justice. And they have now handed them over to Congress, and Daily Caller, some other news organizations have got some of those text messages, and we are eagerly going through them right now. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, what is happening with all the Game of Thrones political intrigue in Washington. But before we do, I want to go to your ordinary life, where the tyranny meets the road. Now, let's talk about civil asset forfeiture. Let's talk about people getting their cars impounded by a bankrupt authoritarian government. Not in California, of course, one of the other Democrat strongholds, Chicago. Yeah, we got California, Chicago, got New York, the usual suspects. And this is a story that was on Drudge Report a couple of days ago. I wanted to get to it then, but we just had a lot of things there. There's a lot to say about this. Civil asset forfeiture. When I mentioned the term to Megyn Kelly, it was like a deer in the headlights. So here's your opportunity to learn something that Megyn Kelly doesn't know anything about and perhaps doesn't even care because, you know, it's just for you little people. Yes, that's right. Civil asset forfeiture typically comes after the little people. The poor people are the ones who are getting the brunt of this, especially in Chicago. There's a long reason, .com article talking about this, and I'm going to give you a little bit of a taste of it. Just one example. It's always good to have an example of what happens to people like this. And my first exposure to civil asset forfeiture, so I'll start before I read the article and the what's happening in Chicago. My first exposure to civil asset forfeiture was in the early 1990s. Two of them, actually. There was a millionaire in California. His name was Scott. I can't remember his first name. The government in California desperately wanted to buy his land. And they couldn't make a compelling case for it, I guess, just to take it with eminent domain. They were making all these offers, and he was fighting them off because he didn't want to give it up. And he had some money besides having land. And so what they did was, under the pretense of saying that they found, and I forget how much land it was, it's quite a bit of land, and the pretense of saying that they found some marijuana growing there, if they did, somebody else could have planted it there. But they said, oh, we found a small area there with some marijuana plants. They staged a no-knock SWAT raid on this guy's house in the wee hours of the morning. And that was also something that was new. That's now become disgustingly common for these no-knock raids. And it's usually not millionaires that they come after. It's usually somebody in a poor black community. They do a no-knock raid, and a grandma gets up and is surprised, and she grabs maybe a baseball bat she's got to protect herself, and they shoot her dead. Oh, I thought that was a gun. I mean, you know, this has become a feature of America. Even going back to Brazil, the Monty Python take on 1984 that's done by Terry Gilliam. You know, I remember looking at that and it's like he deliberately went over the top, having this no-knock raid. These people kick the door down because they go to the wrong house. You know, they're typing out the search warrant and a fly falls into the mechanical typewriter because everything is not quite working there. You know, it's kind of like the level of North Korea technology. This fly changes the search warrant from Buttle to Tuttle or something like that. And so they go to the wrong house. And they, you know, do this over-the-top raid, sawing a hole in the ceiling and dropping down, kicking the door down, all this kind of stuff, putting the guy in a, they put a bag over his head, make the wife sign a receipt for him, and then drag him off. It's like this, and actually, you know, you look at this and it's like, wow, that's really absurd black comedy. Well, for the mid-1980s, it was. Unfortunately, within 10 years, that was happening everywhere, and it's happening everywhere now. You just may not realize it because mainstream media doesn't like to talk about this kind of stuff. And so going back to the case of the guy in California, they do the no-knock raid. He thinks it's a home invasion. He comes down with a pistol in his hand. They shoot him dead, and they use that to take his land and so forth. Another case, another guy who is not poor. But he was not rich either. He had one plane, and he was a pilot, and he would fly people under contract, and he had a couple of people hire him to fly them from the United States into Canada for a day. Two individuals dressed in suits, carrying briefcases, and so you know, it's a service that he does that all the time, and when he comes back, the plane is surrounded. DEA agents are there. They arrest the two individuals, and they steal his plane. Steal his plane. They didn't charge him with anything. They said, we know that you didn't have anything to do with this. We know that you didn't know who these guys were. They went across the border to do a drug deal, and we know that you didn't know anything about that. But your plane was involved in this. So we're going to steal your plane. And they, United States government versus Learjet, blah, 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 serial number. Yeah. Charge the plane with a crime. So how's a plane going to get due process? Well, it doesn't get due process. That's why they call it civil. See, it's not criminal, although it is criminal. They don't call it a crime. It's a crime by the government, but they don't say that the plane committed a crime. They say that it is in violation of civil regulations that were created by bureaucracy. And so if the bureaucracy writes regulations and rules, then you don't get any of the protections of the Bill of Rights. And so this guy went bankrupt trying suing them. He had to sue them in court to try to get his plane back, and he had no other form of income. He went bankrupt trying to get his plane back. So let's talk about what they do to poor people, because this is really, you know, I gave you an example of a millionaire who they wanted his land. I gave you an example of a guy who had a plane. Independent businessman, but this is more typical of what happens across the United States. I'll give you one more example I remember as well. There's a black man. His business model was to fly from his town to another place. He was in the gardening and business. He would take cash with him. He would buy the supplies and rent a truck and drive it back. And he bought his ticket with cash. This is early 90s. And they said, oh, he's buying his ticket now, and he's using cash. He must be a drug dealer, especially because he's black. And so they came out, they stole his cash, and charged his cash with a crime. And he wasn't dealing drugs whatsoever. But take this example here. Back in 2016 in Chicago, June 21st, Chicago police pulled Spencer Byrd over for a broken turn signal. He says his turn signal wasn't broken. Yeah, they were just looking to do an inspection. So what they did was, he's 50 years old. He lives on the south side of Chicago. They said 35% of the population there lives below the poverty line. He's giving a friend of his, he said a client, a man that he had never met before, a ride in his Cadillac DeVille. So as they pull this over saying, we got a turn signal out, they searched them. He didn't have anything that was wrong, but his passengers had in his pocket a bag of heroin about the size of a tennis ball. So the police let him go after a short stint in an interrogation room. They didn't charge him with a crime. So he goes to retrieve his car, and he found out the Chicago Police Department had seized and impounded it. They impound cars when the owner beats a criminal case or isn't even charged with a crime. This is like civil asset forfeiture. This is the Chicago spin on it. It impounds the car even when the owner isn't driving, or even when you've got a child who is driving a parent's car. And, of course, we've had people who've had their homes stolen in other cities because the police noticed that a child of theirs, teenager or whatever, was smoking a joint. So they steal the entire family's home. Don't charge the parents with a crime for smoking a joint on the porch. Bird said that his car is his livelihood. The car was only worth $1,600. It's a 1996 Cadillac Fleetwood DeVille. Only $1,600, but he's got $3,500 worth of his tools loaded in the trunk. So he can't work. And we're going to tell you what happened to him and how Rahm Emanuel is trying to balance the budget on the backs of the poor by turning his police into highway robbers. And it's happening all across this country, but nowhere worse than in Chicago. Not my kind of town. I'm David Knight. I'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire
entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Talking about Beverly Hills Cop. We're talking about Southside Chicago Cop. We're talking about Rahm Emanuel and his program of theft, trying to balance the budget on the backs of the poor people of Southside of Chicago, turning the police department into highway robbers. And it's not just Rahm Emanuel. Let's not make it about him. Let's not make it about the Democrat Party. He has something in common with Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And with Ronald Reagan and his attorney general. What do they all have in common? Rahm Emanuel, Jeff Sessions, Ronald Reagan, all of them have a contempt for due process, a contempt for the Bill of Rights, this fiction that they created, civil asset forfeiture. It was created by Ed Meese, who was the attorney general for Ronald Reagan, along with mandatory minimums that filled up our prisons. And we have even more people in prison as a percentage than communist China or North Korea. We can be proud of that. Thank you to Ed Meese of the Reagan administration for giving us that distinction. We're number one, USA. You know, it's amazing to me, these people who love civil asset forfeiture, and the conservatives who love the war on drugs and all the trappings of it, like civil asset forfeiture, mandatory minimums and everything. You know, we look at civil asset forfeiture. There is no greater fundamental threat to the right to own property. And I cannot for the life of me understand how people in the Republican Party, the GOP, the people who seem to appreciate property rights more than the Democrats do, how they give this a pass. And how people in the GOP continue to salute a failed UN agenda, the war on drugs, is a UN agenda, and it has failed for, let's see, this is 2018, 1971, so it's failed for 47 years. It was created by the United Nations, verbatim enacted, the four schedules, the drugs that go on the four schedules, all this nonsense about marijuana being a Schedule One drug, all that was created by the UN. Richard Nixon plagiarized it. He adopted it. It's like what they do with the local regulations in the cities that's done by the, what is that organization? ALEC, I think, American Legislative Exchange Council. They bring the Republicans in, and it's mostly Republicans. Although, you know, the Democrats, they have George Soros. The Republicans have the ALEC organization. They bring the Republicans in, they wine and dine them at a hotel, and then they present them with a piece of legislation. And it's just like, fill out the name of your state at the top, sign it at the bottom and turn it in. That's your homework. That's what they did with Richard Nixon and the war on drugs. So why is it the Republicans embrace this failed UN agenda? Why is it the Republicans have no respect for your individual liberty to own property and to have due process? I don't understand that. But that's where Jeff Sessions and Rahm Emanuel are on the same page. Jeff Sessions loves this stuff. He wants to keep it going. So here's the way Rahm Emanuel is doing it in Chicago. In 2007, Chicago's budget had a $94 million deficit, but by the time Rahm Emanuel took office in 2011, reports Reason Magazine, the city was facing a $650 million annual budget gap. That's per year. That's their annual deficit. And they can't go to a central bank and just say, print a bunch of paper. No, you can't do that at the state level. You can't do that at the city level. And other countries like Venezuela can't do that. That's why it's so important that, you know, we lose that status of the petrodollar and being the world's reserve currency, we're going to be in the same boat that Chicago is. It may happen to us anyway. Anyway, so what have they done? They've jacked up costs on just about every minor tax, says Reason Magazine. Every fine, every permit. You got cigarette taxes, you got restaurant permits, you got valet and loading zone fees for businesses, you got cable TV fees, you got mandatory vehicle stickers, towing fees, water and sewer, garbage collection, garbage parking, even a fine for allowing weeds in your yard to grow too tall. That's Chicago. That's the Democrat approach. And by the way, that's driving massive numbers of people out of these Democrat strongholds like New York and LA and Chicago. Massive exodus of people who just can't put up with this anymore. They're voting with their feet. They're walking out just like you had little Kim Jong-un walk out of North Korea, but for different reasons. And so he points out that if Byrd had been pulled over in Atlanta, this guy who had the 1993 $1,600 Cadillac Fleetwood with his all of his equipment in the back of it, all of his tools for his livelihood, he got pulled over. His passenger that he said that he didn't know had a small packet of heroin. So they said, well, you weren't guilty of this, but we're going to steal your car. If he had been pulled over in Atlanta, no equivalent impound ordinance would have affected him. He might have been subject to state asset forfeiture laws that covered narcotics. His car could have been held for investigative purposes, but Atlanta police won't impound a car during an arrest when someone else can safely drive it away. And last June, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals struck down Los Angeles's automatic 30-day impound law for certain offenses, saying that the impounding of innocent owners' cars, in that particular case, it was a woman who had loaned her car to her brother-in-law, was an unreasonable seizure under the Fourth Amendment. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals finally got something right. It's time to break out the champagne. Chicago, however, has no such time limit. Chicago has no accommodation for innocent people. They just steal your stuff. Why? Because they want it. All your stuff belong to us. If we can't get your stuff with taxes and fines and saying, oh, your grass is a little bit too high, pay up, we'll just take your car or whatever. And we take it for the most part from poor people. Chicago profits off of it. Chicago has added an addition to this. Not only do they impound your car, but of course, as a, you know, good bureaucracy would, they find a way to compound the impounding. They say Chicago imposes an additional $10.7 million in impounding fines over the last 12 months. Now, if you've got a suspended driver's license, we'll take your car. Then we'll charge you for storage fees. And many times that exceeds a total fine. One defendant racked up $16,000 in storage fees on top of a $2,000 narcotics fine by the time the case was finally decided. And, of course, they're charging this man's 1996 Cadillac sedan. You know, we can talk about the big issues. We can talk about war abroad and all this other kind of stuff. And all that stuff does come back to us in one way or the other. We wind up paying the taxes for it, or we wind up paying the taxes, paying for it with interest and so forth that we pay to Saudi Arabia and China for our foreign intervention. That has consequences in our life. All this stuff does. But, you know, this type of stuff is the type of thing you don't realize until it happens to you or a family member if you don't pay attention. There are states across the country that began to push back on this civil asset forfeiture abuse, and then we got Jeff Sessions. And Jeff Sessions says, nah, we're going to do that some more. We're going to do more of that. And they're going to do more of that until you've had enough. Have you had enough of this? Have you had enough of turning our police into corrupt thieves? Because that's what's happened. That's the result of prohibition. It not only doesn't solve the problem, but it also corrupts our legal system. It destroys your rights. It turns the courts into kangaroo courts. It turns the cops into thieves. It locks up our population. And when we come back, we're going to talk about where the rubber meets the road in another way. We'll be right back. Then we're going to get into the Middle East. We're going to talk about what's going on with the FBI and more. The text messages between the FBI agent and his lawyer mistress.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate
because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, we're just talking about civil asset forfeiture. Let's talk about some other places where the tyranny meets the road. You know, because when they can come in and take your home, they can take your car. That should be something that bothers you, right? This is not something that is being done to us by Vladimir Putin or by Syria's Assad. This is being done to us by our own government. Right here at home. Tyranny right here at home. We don't have to worry about Kim Jong-un. We got plenty of tyrants and monsters here in America that need some tending to. And this is the methods that they use. And it is something that is actually also has a basis, however, in international threats. You know, one of the things that gets me so upset when I watch chameleons like Emmanuel Macron, lecture us on the wonders of globalism and multinational organizations and the evils of national sovereignty that he says, just based on fear and hatred and racism, while he sells fear for climate change and so forth. We understand that these globalist organizations are trying to lock us into the cities. Just as we got the UN agenda for the war on drugs, we have the UN Agenda 21. It was going to be what they were going to do in the 21st century. Then they got more specific about it. They called it the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. It's for the environment. That's why we have to take away your freedom, your ability to own things, your ability to move. And, of course, they're also coming for your ability to shoot and communicate, too. That's total control. But they want your ability to move. They want your ability to own things. They want to make it impossible for you to afford a home. They want to make it impossible for you to live outside of the city because you won't have transportation to commute. This is what the urban planners, who were really kind of the central planning Marxists of America, that's the way these people think. That's what they've been working at for a long time. But they have now made it more specific. UN Agenda 2030 is now really manifesting itself as smart cities, as 5G and so forth. This is how they are now implementing it. With the cars that you will not be able to drive, you will not be allowed to drive. Yes, they want control, and the corporations want ownership of you. They want you to rent everything from them, and they want to tax and track everything that you do, the government does. And so that's the plan. So how does this look? Well, here's an article coming out of the Wall Street Journal. Hit and run fatalities soar as more people are biking to work. Hit and run crash deaths are rising nationwide, and pedestrians and bicyclists account for close to 70% of the victims. So what's the solution going to be? Well, that evil car has got to go. Those bad drivers have got to go. It's not the bicyclists that are the problem. It's you drivers that are the problem out there. And they've already got, as part of their smart cities, look it up in your area. They got one right here, the Zero Fatalities Initiative. You'll see it just like they had all these other Agenda 21 issues. It's funny how they have these plans. They're created, and they run them out, each individual community. And it's kind of a RAND corporation strategy. They'll have little community meetings. They've already got the conclusion and the solution there. They present the problem to you. And then they ask for your input. And then they'll have people there that will tell you, they'll join in with the solution that has already been pre-designed. And they'll sell you that along with the media and the local government officials. And they'll make you think that you were a part of that decision. It's a RAND Corporation technique. And so what they have as part of this is called Zero Fatalities. And if you look it up, you'll find zero fatalities in cities all over this country, in states all over this country, right here in Austin. Zero fatalities. What does that mean? Well, that means that they're going to put all kinds of speed bumps. They're going to lower the speed limits everywhere to 20 miles an hour or 15 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour, whatever. And you know what they found, the people who have studied this? You think, well, that's good. Yeah, we're going to lower bike deaths, aren't we? What they found is that pedestrian and bicycle fatalities actually go up. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? Because, you know, it's the same kind of phenomenon that we've seen with all these safety devices. They add more safety devices to the cars, and it never really has that much of an effect for a long time. What happens is people say, oh, yeah, I'm safe. I'm going to, you know, and they alter their behavior. And what happens in these cities that they found is they basically, and eventually they'll get it low enough that, you know, the cars are not even moving hardly, so if they hit people, they won't die, or they'll just ban the cars. You won't be able to drive them at all. But what they have found is that as they put in these zero fatality tactics, that the pedestrians and the bicyclists, and there's an article that's up on Drudge Report. He's got a picture instead of pedestrians crossing. It's got a picture, these iconic pictures that they put on the signs of people looking down at their phones. It's kind of like warning, phone zombies ahead. And if you hit them, it's your fault, not their fault, because they're not looking where they're going. And so what they do is people adjust their behavior. They feel like they're safe. I'm in a gun-free zone. I'm in a car-free zone. I don't have to worry about the cars or the guns or whatever. I don't have to look. Everybody's looking out for me. And they get hit in the same or greater numbers than they did before. You know, went back to Tampa to take care of some business. There it is right there. There's the new sign. Phone zombies ahead. You know, that reminds me, I said before, I like to go back and look at videos and pictures of cities and traffic and so on, you know, decades or a century earlier. Look, it's mostly horse-drawn carriages, you know, a few Model Ts or whatever, and a lot of streetcars or what. Go back and look at the 1930s and 1940s, and it's almost like total chaos. They don't really have well-defined lanes. You know, they've got a lane that defines the traffic that's moving, you know, on the right side of the road versus traffic moving on the left side of the road. But other than that, people are just jaywalking left and right, and you got people pulling out with horse-drawn carriages in front of other people. You know, we look at this, and it's like, wow, gee, people really had to pay attention in those days. They weren't assuming that everybody was watching out for them. And now we got people who just look down at their phone and walk across the street because everything is safe, and that's what happens with these zero-fatality situations. When I went to Tampa with my wife to take care of some business, I grew up there, and we were there for a few days. I said, wow, look at how they have narrowed the roads here, putting big bike lanes on each side of the road here. And we were there for like 3 or 4 days, and we never saw anybody in the bike lanes. And one day, we saw one man, one middle-aged man riding a bike, and I said, that's the guy that they've closed off half of the roads for all over the city of Tampa. And it's that way everywhere you go. I mean, they're doing that here in Austin as well. And this article from, I think it's also from the Drudge Report, Miami, talking about how over the past decade, Miami, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties have seen a whopping increase of almost 29% in the share of commuters who travel at least 90 minutes to get to work. So you can't do that. We're going to make you live in the cities because we're going to take away your car, frankly, and we're going to rent the rides to you by the hour, by the minute, by the ride, rent the car to you by the ride. And so they're talking about super commutes. But really, they're just hostile to private ownership of transportation. It's because of the desire to rent to you and the desire to buy corporations and the desire to control you. And this is part of, it's not just the super commuters. They say that the traffic has gone up by 29% in the Miami-Dade area. Atlanta saw a 14% increase between 2005 and 2016. New York jumped by 15% and so forth. Why is that happening? Well, it's because urban planners, the central planners, do not want to build roads. They absolutely refuse to build roads. And going back again to all those videos of people's visions of the future, they knew that you weren't going to be able to continually make roads wider and wider and wider because people are building buildings in the cities. So you would elevate the roads, but they're not going to do that. They're not going to build roads because they're building control structures to make sure you can't drive. And beyond that, they don't want you to even move. They want to keep you locked down in the cities. That's really what's coming on. That's really where the tyranny meets the road. And if you don't understand that they want to control the way that you shoot, oh, you see that, don't you? Second Amendment? Oh, can't have guns because you might be, you're the precariat. You're the hoi poi. You don't like what these globalists like Emmanuel Macron have been doing to you, do you? That hadn't worked out too well for you with NAFTA, with the EU and so forth. So take away those guns. Take away people's ability to communicate. And finally, you take away their ability to move. And we don't have a constitutional amendment that even claims to protect that right, except for the 9th and 10th Amendment, because we never gave them the right to take that away from us. But they'll do it by degrees.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I'm having noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling hey great, now. Looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at the Mideast right now. We're going to take a look at what Secretary of Defense Mattis is saying, what Senator Rand Paul is saying about what's happening in the Mideast, and we've got some updates on the inspection of the alleged chemical weapons attack in Douma, Syria, that was the basis for the cruise missiles being launched on Friday the 13th. So we're going to take a look at that as well. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, products that support this program. We have BrainForce, my favorite supplement, is 25% off. We also have Bodies, and I can tell you that my wife has found that to be very, very effective in terms of things that have been bothering her with aches and pains, hip issues. That's been very effective for her. 25% off. And Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formulation. You can take that. You don't have to get a vitamin B12 shot. You can do it orally, sublingually, under the tongue. That's Secret 12. You can find that 25% off. Also, we have several specials centered around Super Male Vitality. You can get it by itself for 50% off, or you can get it in conjunction with the Real Red Pill or with Alpha Power, and you can get the combo of those two products, you know, Super Male plus the Real Red Pill, 50% off, or team it with Alpha Power to get it 50% off. And finally, we have a 3-month supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, storable for 25 years, non-GMO, made in America, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. Get a 3-month supply of that, and you get the Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed water filter. It's a great water filter. That's what we use in my family, and it gets out 99.9% of virtually everything that you're going to find. It's got a long, long list. You can look at that online. Things like lead, things like glyphosate, things like fluoride, and then a lot of things that you may not know are there. Again, I pointed out a couple of years ago, I think it was maybe last year, there was a toxic waste site in California. They found this substance, and I thought, is that covered by the water filter? I looked it up, and sure enough, it was. Got out 99.9% of it. So you can get that free. That's about $200 with the 3-month supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for supporting us and keeping us independent. All right, let's now go to the Mideast, because that's where our government is, right? We'll follow them into war. And we have Secretary of Defense Mattis saying, we are going to expand what we are doing in Syria. And here's that clip from Secretary of Defense Mattis.
Mm-hmm. If we withdraw our troops from Syria now, will we have finished the fight against ISIS?
Right now, we are not withdrawing. You'll see a re-energized effort against the Middle Euphrates River Valley in the days ahead, and against the rest of the caliphate, the geographic caliphate. You'll see increased operations on the Iraq side of the border. And the French have just reinforced us in Syria with special forces here in the last 2 weeks. And this is an ongoing fight right now.
So we need to stay there in order to finish the fight against ISIS.
We're there with the other 73 nations and international organizations, NATO, Arab League, Interpol, plus 70 of the most important nations on Earth in terms of capability. We're continuing the fight. We're going to expand it and bring in more regional support is probably the biggest shift we're making right now.
All right, there you go. That's Democrat Senator Jeanne Shaheen out of New Hampshire asking Secretary of Defense Mattis. And he's saying, yeah, we're going to stay there. We are not withdrawing. Kind of what they said when President Trump was publicly talking about that, publicly tweeting that. The Pentagon said, I know. The White House said, no, he's not getting out. We're not letting him out. And then we had the Syrian gas attack. Yeah. But don't worry, because the French are now on our side. We can't lose. yeah. Okay. That's very, very reassuring, isn't it? Senator Rand Paul had this to say about our foreign involvement. Let's listen to Senator Rand Paul.
You know, then the question is, how do we create democracy in the East? But I think if there's no tradition, thousands of years of autocratic rule. I mean, I think people don't realize that in our country, one of the amazing things about the American Revolution is we had representative government for 150 years before that. We had an 800-year tradition of it, yeah. And we had continuity of that. And we think we can just blow up Gaddafi, and all of a sudden out of that, Thomas Jefferson will get elected. And I think it's a naive notion, but it needs to go back to not that we need to be better prepared. Maybe sometimes the selective engagement should be this is a time we shouldn't select to militarily engage.
You know, Senator Paul is really not talking to those people. He's talking to you. He's talking to the American public. Because so many people in the American public seem to think that this is a strategy that's going to work, even though it has continually failed. It's continually failed since World War II. Going back to Vietnam or whatever. Now we've got the Mideast dominoes that are out there. And yeah, we're the ones knocking the dominoes over like we did in Libya. These people that he's talking to are under no illusion. The American public may be under that illusion, but they aren't. They know exactly what they're doing. They knew exactly what they were doing when they took out Muammar Gaddafi. As a matter of fact, we got the emails that were put out there by WikiLeaks where you got Hillary Clinton and others saying, this guy is going to start backing his currency and he's doing things to get independence from the European central banks and so forth. We can't have that. That's the things that made him have to go. And what did we get in his place? Well, we got an arms bazaar. We got the creation of ISIS. They started sending weapons to ISIS out of Libya. We created, we funded, we equipped, we trained ISIS. And now we're there supposedly taking them out. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, that's what's happening, right? So you got Mattis now saying, we're not getting out, we're not withdrawing. You know, the amazing things that came out of the meeting with President Trump and the Pentagon, the Joint Chiefs of Staff were there, the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and he's saying, what have we gotten? President Trump said, what have we gotten for all this? The trillions of dollars that we spent, the lives that we've lost, what have we got? Nothing. And he hammers the table. And then the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says, well, I don't know how we're going to withdraw. You're going to have to explain the details to me. They can't figure out how to get the troops out. They can figure out how to get them in a 24-hour period, but they can't figure out how to get them out. Oh, gee, I don't understand. Don't understand. No, it isn't going to happen, they say. And then you get Macron on the phone to start telling President Trump, oh, this is real. We got to do something. Mattis is now defending the Iranian deal. So we are not going to pull out of the Syrian invasion, and we're not going to pull out of the Iran deal, says Defense Secretary James Mattis yesterday. He praised certain parts of the Iran nuclear deal, as President Trump has repeatedly bashed it over the week. So, again, we've got Macron and the globalists and the Pentagon and the military-industrial establishment saying, no, we got exactly what we want. Well, we're in Syria, and we've got this deal with Iran, and you're not going to change any of it. Just like you got the federal judges out there saying, you can't enforce the border. You can't enforce the law. We are the federal judges, and we're going to tell you what to do. And that's the way it's working. Meanwhile, we've got the OPCW having a briefing at The Hague. This is the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. And they went in, and we reported on this at InfoWars. The boy that told the press conference at The Hague had already been talking to reporters. You know, we've had reporters on the ground, people like Robert Fisk. We've had the German reporter from the largest German TV media, all going there, talking to people, interviewing them, and they're all saying the same thing this boy is saying. Here's what some of the people at The Hague were testifying to who were there. The boy says, we were in the basement. We heard people shouting that we need to go to a hospital. We went through a tunnel. At the hospital, they started pouring cold water on me. He said there were people unknown to us who were filming the emergency care. They were filming the chaos taking place inside. They were filming people being doused with water. I'm sorry, that's not the boy now talking. This is an administrator of the emergency ward saying people were filming the emergency care. They were filming the chaos. They were filming people being doused with water. The instruments they used to douse them with water were originally used to clean the floors, actually. This is a guy who is an administrator at the emergency room. He said that happened for about an hour, and we provided help to them and sent them home. No one has died. No one suffered from chemical exposure. And then again, at these hearings of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons in The Hague, they said the hospital received people who suffered from smoke and dust asphyxiation on the day of the alleged attack. No patients, however, displayed symptoms of chemical weapons exposure. So you had people who died from that, you know, just like you had people who died from the debris and everything that came down on September 11. And, you know, we now got a group, the Lawyers Committee for a 9/11 Inquiry. This is a group representing families of 9/11. And guess what they've done? They've just filed a 52-page petition about that. They said evidence that they've collected shows that independent scientific lab analysis of dust samples showed the presence of high-tech explosives and or incendiaries in the form of thermite, and on and on. Yeah, we know a false flag when we see it. As usually carried out by intelligence agencies for an agenda.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I was talking a little bit about 9/11 just before we went to break. That is something that's not going away, folks. You know, it has a lot more consequences than the Gulf of Tonkin false flag. That was a lie. We had Robert McNamara admit to that in the documentary, The Fog of War. A great documentarian, Errol Morris, interviewed him, got him to relax over a period of a couple of days, admitted that, yeah, we knew that that wasn't real, but we used it. And so whether it is something that actually happened or they pretend that something happened or whatever, they use it for their political agenda. And they don't ever really want to have an investigation of it. They always want to take action before you have an investigation. That's another tip-off. There's an article on Zero Hedge, how false flag operations are carried out today. I suggest you read that. Send it to your friends. Because these conspiracy theories aren't theories in many cases. You know, we've had a long investigation of the alleged conspiracy of Russia to overthrow the election. That's what the whole Mueller investigation is about. That's not true. You know, conspiracy theories are sometimes false, just like news reports are sometimes false. We're going to talk about that coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about real news, fake news, the attempts to censor things, and how they are now using the label of fake news to become censorship. And we're also going to be joined by Ben Garrison and by Sabo in the next hour. It's going to be an interesting discussion. But as they point out, today's false flag operations are generally carried out by intelligence agencies and non-governmental organizations like terrorist groups. But they're only considered successful if the true attribution of an action remains secret. You know, you can have something that is an accident. You can have something that was done by somebody else and they put a different flag on it. And we see that happening over and over again. Again, 9/11 is a quintessential one. It's the ultimate false flag because it transformed our society. It destroyed our rule of law and our Bill of Rights, and it has kept us in eternal war. We have never been at war this long in the history of America, and there is no sign of it ever letting up. I just told you how, you know, we're not even going to get out of Syria, let alone Afghanistan, Iraq, and we're going to go into Iran as well. We have that list of countries that they had. Wesley Clark told us about that quite some time ago. We're still executing that military-industrial complex plan right on schedule. Didn't skip a beat as President Trump got elected. He says, we're going to get out. I said, no, you're not. He says, we're going to protect the border. The judges say, no, you're not. And so we've got, as I pointed out, the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry. This is a group that is representing families of 9/11 victims. And they've got some questions. They said they have a 52-page petition to the Department of Justice. They said the Lawyers Committee has reviewed relevant available data, has reached a consensus that there just is not substantial or persuasive evidence of yet to be prosecuted crimes related to the use of pre-planted explosives and or incendiaries. And they have some evidence. Let me just read you a couple of these in the minute or so that we've got here. As I said, they had dust samples that showed high-tech explosives. They have expert analysis of seismic evidence that explosions occurred at the towers on 9/11 prior to the airplane impacts.
They have technical analysis of video evidence of the World Trade Center building collapses. They have firefighter reports, and we have interviewed many people over the years here at InfoWars, reporting explosions and seeing molten iron like a foundry. They have the presence of previously molten iron microspheres, which have been established by electron microscope and analysis of World Trade Center dust samples, both by government and independent scientists. They have video and eyewitness testimony of the ejection laterally of heavy steel elements that would not be possible from a gravity collapse. And then, of course, you have the big issue, which is two planes, three buildings, and they just collapse in their footprint. As President Trump said that day, yeah, I'm in the building business, and it just looks like a controlled demolition. Yeah, go with your instincts. Open up an inquiry, and maybe this group will get some facts. That's been the basis of our eternal wars here in America and the destruction of the Constitution.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking in the next segment to Ben Garrison and Szabo. One of the articles I came across of Ben Garrison, it was an article that said, "The Horrifying World of Ben Garrison, Trump's Cartoon Propagandist." So we're going to introduce you to that guy. I'm sure he carries that as a badge of honor. It's a very effective way to communicate with people. You show it with irony, you show it with humor, and we're going to talk to these two graphic artists, one of them a more traditional political cartoonist, and the other one kind of hanging out in Hollywood and taking on the Hollywood left directly as kind of a guerrilla artist. He comes up with these Photoshop things and puts them on bus stops and benches and so forth. So we're going to talk to these two guys coming up in the next segment. So let's talk a little bit about the news here. In the last couple of days, the Chronicle.com said there's this character called Drew Cloud. It's a very well-known expert on student loans. The problem is he's not real. But he is everywhere. He's ubiquitous. It said the self-described journalist who specializes in student loan debt has been quoted on major establishment news media outlets like the Washington Post, the Boston Globe, CNBC, and so forth. He's always got new data and irresistible little twists here. Stuff like this. 1 in 5 students use extra money from their student loans to buy digital currencies. Or nearly 8% of students would move to North Korea to free themselves of their debt. And maybe to lose some extra weight because you can't get any food, right? 27% would contract the Zika virus to live debt-free and on and on and on. Absolute nonsense. And who is this guy? Well, Chronicle.com said they looked at it. He had a website that billed itself as an independent, authoritative news outlet covering everything about student loans. Quote, after Drew had difficulty finding the most recent student loan news and information all in one place. But he is a piece of fiction. He is the invention of a student loan refinancing company.
And after this group here, Chronicle.com, spent more than a week trying to find this guy. Eventually, the student loan report said, yeah, we made him up. Not the first time. I remember the Pulitzer Prize that went to that New York Times reporter, and she had to admit that she'd made it all up and everything. Before the admission, however, he had corresponded at length with many journalists. He'd pitched them many stories. He'd offered email interviews, and they were published, many of those. And so the question is, what is fake news, right? Europe thinks that they know, and they are doing the same things that we've seen people, especially social media, doing here in the United States. Europe wants to crack down on fake news. Well, that means censorship. One person's fake news is another's democratic dissent, says the Washington Post. Good for them. They finally got something right here. Finally. The European Union yesterday unveiled a strategy for fighting fake news that they say will be a model for Western nations. Yeah, we're already using elements of this with Facebook and other people. They get groups that are going to be private fact-checking organizations. You know, groups like Snopes, Southern Poverty Law Center. Oh, they don't have a dog in this fight. They don't have an opinion, right? Come on. These private organizations are highly politicized. Anybody that tells you that you're going to have political independence and objectivity is lying to you. They're lying to you. Anybody that tells you that they don't have an opinion, they don't think anything about politics, especially if they're in the news business, they're lying to you. I mean, the most charitable thing that you can say is that they are unaware of their own biases. And as I've said over and over again, merely what you choose to think is important and report shows your political perspective. Look at Drudge, for example. He puts out stuff from a conservative libertarian standpoint. He doesn't write any articles. He's just saying, you know, he's America's news editor. It's like, oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. That's interesting. And because it is from his political perspective. There's nothing wrong with that. It's okay to have different political ideas. You should be able to have these things in free market of ideas, compete against each other. But they don't want that. They want to censor it, saying we are the ones who are the arbiters of what is true. The EU proposals will encourage voluntary pledges from, guess what, Facebook and others to highlight the sources of information. In other words, label anybody that they don't agree with that doesn't fit into their political paradigm. They'll label them as fake. I've already done that to Breitbart and others. They shadow ban people, or they just come out and ban you altogether. So the EU is using Stratcom as a task force, and they have a hall of shame of 3,800 news articles that they say reflect the Kremlin's attempts to influence political discourse. It's always the Russians. Those Ruskies, they're everywhere, aren't they? Last month, however, the task force made an embarrassing about-face after three Dutch news outlets complained that they were singled out because they quoted people who were out of step with the European mainstream. Exactly. You don't toe the political line and you get called fake news. One of them, these people said, for us it was easy to show the world how this is happening. You write something negative about the Ukraine, you do everything right, and then they black label it as fake news. Said a guy who has a website that goes after centrist Dutch politicians and mainstream journalists. He says that they're covering up problems with Muslims and immigration. And so they label us when we expose that and we say, look, this happened. They call us hateful. They call us fake. I mean, same stuff we're seeing here in America, right? This is happening worldwide. This is a global movement to get control of information, to control the way that you communicate, the way that you shoot, the way that you move. That's the tactics of control. In a second case, the task force appear to take literally views that were expressed in a tongue-in-cheek piece. Yeah, you can't have satire, you can't have comedy, because that's very effective. Just like the artist that we're going to be talking to in the next segment. New York Times has had to retract something that they labeled as a far-right conspiracy. The idea that the Palestinian authorities would be paying families of jihadists who commit suicide bombings, that's been going on for decades. That was put into an article in the New York Times. Say, well, that's a conspiracy theory. And they say, well, no, actually it isn't. And the Palestinians not only admit it, but they're proud of it. They got a Palestinian Authority Martyrs Fund. So what the New York Times was doing was showing their bias. This article from a guy in Australia. My experience of the Vietnam War agitprop. Agitation, propaganda. Makes me skeptical of the West's excuses for bombing Syria, he said. This is a guy who had come of age, who had to register for the draft in Australia. He talks about the idiocy of the domino theory, which is Robert McNamara, who pushed this war through multiple administrations, admitted, yeah, we were lying to everybody about that, too. Yeah. Interesting, it was exposed by the Pentagon Papers. And it's interesting, I find, that the newspapers that are featured in that movie by Spielberg, thinly veiled swipe at President Trump. But the reality of it is that they don't stand for freedom of the press anymore. For the most part, they want their opposition shut down, and they want to use social media to do it. But there's a lot of ways this can happen. I mean, the magazines don't have much influence anymore. You had this pro-Saudi tabloid hitting U.S. newsstands while you got Saudi Arabia having 48 beheadings in 4 months, first 4 months of this year, 48 beheadings in Saudi Arabia. That's why I call them our head-chopping ally. We can't say anything negative about Saudi Arabia, and they got a PR program going on here. Glossy magazines, but also, you know, the red carpet rolled out for MBS, the clown prince of the head choppers, because they're our allies. But as Ted Cruz has pointed out, these technology people at Facebook and others, Ted Cruz is absolutely right. They're trying to subvert our democratic process. They're trying to subvert free speech. He said, I think, number one, the growing power of technology to censor speech is a profound threat. We're seeing now some two-thirds of Americans are getting their news through social media. These tech companies are hard left. Let me tell you something. The old legacy media would cover your ears and they would cover your eyes so you didn't hear any evil or didn't see any evil about what the government didn't want you to know. Now these people at the tech companies, they're covering your ears, your eyes, and your mouth. You can't share what you see that is evil with other people. That's the level that this has gone to. And of course they say, we are private. You can't do anything to us. You can shut down that bakery or that photographer for whatever reasons, but not the people who have a social media monopoly. We'll be right back with Sabo and Ben Garrison. Stay with us.
It's been sold out for months and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria that probiotics help displace, yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids. So you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com
and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The Nascent Iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my Super Female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the Super Female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent Iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All right, welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us here in the studio are Ben Garrison and Sabo, the underground street artist, provocateur, right-wing rebel, and of course, Ben Garrison is a more traditional cartoonist, and I want to talk to both of you guys about your political journey. How did you get to where you are? You've got a different style of art, but you're kind of, you know, on the same side as we are in terms of, conservative, libertarian. Tell us a little bit about your political journey. It says here in your bio that you got angry after the banker bailout, and you did a lot of anti-Federal Reserve, a lot of pro-Ron Paul cartoons. We had the tweet that you put out on Twitter, was on the Alex Jones channel, the one about the March of Tyranny, the left-right. It's animated. It's a great cartoon, left-right, left-right. Next time I'll vote Republican, next time I'll vote Democrat type of thing. So tell us a little bit about your journey first, Ben, and then we'll get yours, Sabo.
Well, I've always had sort of an independent streak. I mean, one of the first presidential candidates I voted for was Anderson. I didn't vote for Reagan the first time, voted for John Anderson. Mm-hmm. And I've also voted for Ross Perot. And as I got older, I realized that I was in the libertarian camp. And then when Ron Paul ran, I mean, that was the first candidate to whom I actually donated some money. And I also spent a lot of time drawing pro-Ron Paul cartoons. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my journey. You know, I had a dad who is sort of like that R. Lee Ermey guy. My dad was a master chief, and he was like a equivalent of a drill sergeant. So he grew up, I mean, he didn't know, we grew up with a father who didn't really know how to be a father. He's more like treated us like a crew. And, you know, he barked out those orders and he told us what to do, and his opinions became our opinions. What this did, well, for one thing, it created a deep work ethic within me, mm-hmm. because he didn't like kids idling around. He made sure mm-hmm. we were. But also, I didn't like that kind of authoritarian. So when I got older, I resented that. And I always resented having a boss, people telling me what to do. So in a way, my dad started this, because I ended up wanting to work for myself, because I didn't like having people tell me, barking orders at me, tell me what to do. I'd rather be my own boss. And so that's how it sort of ended up.
It's kind of like me too. My dad was in business for himself. Both my grandfathers were in business for themselves. And I grew up, instead of an authoritarian father, he was always talking about government regulation, how they were making life impossible for him. So he's constantly complaining about it. And so it's like, yeah, he's right about that. As a matter of fact, the only guy I ever saw him put a bumper sticker on his car for was a Goldwater. And,
well, my dad took me to a Goldwater meeting, or took us kids when, you know, I must have been like 6 or 7 years old in San Diego. That was the first, time I was exposed to politics. And I really remember that made a big impression on me. I was a big Goldwater fan, mm-hmm. you know, then, and I was kind of disappointed to see Johnson win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, tell me about it. We went through a grief cycle in our household. Tell us a little bit about your background, Sabo. How'd you get to where you are now politically?
As a kid, I was one of those weird kids. I'd wake up, I was 6 years old, I'd watch Rocky and Bullwinkle, and then I'd watch a political roundtable. I think it's like McLaughlin or something, I don't know what it was. And I love the two of them. And there was absolutely no one in my family that was political or cared about politics ever. And I remember one day a stepfather took me, my brother and sister, close shopping, and they said, oh, I have $100 for the three of you. And even at my 9 years old, I was like, that's $33.30. It's like, if you want anything in this world, you're gonna have to go out there and get it yourself.
Yeah.
And you know, you grow up like that, and you're like, okay, my pot smoking cousins, they're Democrats, and I work, I'm a Republican. And just kind of, I guess that's what I kind of figured. But I mean, in terms of the art, that came later because I learned technical stuff like how to write code and mobile applications and websites, build them and stuff like that. And, I was doing art at the same time because I studied advertising. And, one day I got tired of working with startups and four people. And I just said, you know what? I want to do what I want to do. And the journey began, you know, starved for quite a number of years. I love hearing people go, I would do what you do. I just can't starve, or I can't go in the wilderness for that long. But
well, any kind of business, anything that you go into independent, you got to invest that time and the money and the human capital if you don't have capital. You know,
pretty much. I truly believe in pushing something as far as I can before I ask or need a loan of any kind. And fortunately, I never need one, but it's like, you know, people always seem to think, oh, just give me the money, I'll make it happen. It's like, no, why don't you try and make it happen? And then when you need the money, go searching for it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, politically, I've always been on the right.
And so, you know, it's kind of interesting too, because, you know, it's both of you guys are unusual in the sense that most of the people who are on the right, just like you're talking about, hey, I looked at this, I figured out that it's that much money and, you know, I'm going to have to work for this and so forth. So people who are on the right are typically analytical. And they don't really respond to people on an emotional level. So that's kind of an interesting thing that you guys latched on to artwork, which is going to be able to get to people at a visceral level and communicate with them that way. Talk a little bit about about your process, your influences, things like that.
The process is working right now. I look around the studio, go, this is the kind of cameras they're using. These are the kind of mics they have. And when people come to interview me at my studio, I kind of laugh when I have far nicer equipment than they have, because I go into all these places and because these days it's not just art. It's just not making the poster. I mean, you might want presence on YouTube and, you need to have the right equipment, lights and things like that. And, I was telling him earlier, he says, how do you establish relationships with reporters? Which I think is very important. I said, you know, once some guy's like, hey, who's your contact with this publication? I didn't have one. I just pretended. I'm like, And he said, oh, is it? And I said, yeah, that's who it is. And when he left, I just wrote it down. It's like, you know, it's a learning process the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And, beg, borrow, and steal. But,
so the marketing part of it is a real big part of it, obviously.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's good to have things go viral.
Mm-hmm.
And, as I was telling him earlier, I used to just put the stuff up on the street, take pictures and put it online, because I knew it wasn't going to last on the street for more than 5 days. But my stuff gets, if Shepard or some other guy, puts up something on the street, it's there for a long time. Mine, 2 days. Now I'll be lucky if it's up for a day.
Yeah. I was going to say, I can't imagine that it stays up for 2 days before somebody rips it down or vandalizes it.
Yeah. So I learned to make my walls the ones on your computer screen.
Mm-hmm.
So first sun up, take pictures, put them online. But the important thing is your relationship with the outside, the reporters or whomever. Try and find some way to have someone pick it up. That way it has legs.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, everything goes back to my website, unsavoryagents.com. And that's how I fund my work.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do what I do without people going to my website and, you know, buying a poster or a t-shirt.
That's right. So it's unsavoryagents.com, and also on Twitter you can find him at The New Punks. And of course, Ben, you know, one thing that's interesting about you two guys is that although you both are graphic artists and you're involved in politics and so forth, you both have different styles as well as different approaches to getting stuff out. You're more of a traditional political cartoonist. And didn't you work for a newspaper for a while?
Oh, yeah. Well, I worked for I was in the newspaper biz for about 20 years. The last newspaper I worked for was the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, which went under in 2008. But I never did any editorial cartoons for them. They had, you know, a Pulitzer Prize-winning David Horsey there, and I wasn't, you know, they wouldn't want my cartoons anyway. But
yeah,
I always admired
political viewpoint, yeah.
I always admired the craft of editorial cartooning, and I studied its history. And, of course, I like Thomas Nast a lot for almost single-handedly bringing down Boss Tweed and Tammany Hall with his cartoons. That's quite an inspiration.
Well, you certainly learned the lesson well. We're going to get more of your influences when we come back. Stay with us. Be right back. I'm David Knight.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Your You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and I have in the studio here a couple of the biggest artists in the conservative libertarian world, Sabo and Ben Garrison. And before we went to break, I was talking to you about your influences, and Ben, you were talking about as a working at a newspaper, some of the influences on you. Let's go back into that a little bit.
Well, I mentioned Thomas Nast, but a big influence on me, I don't have a style like his. This guy did very elaborate paintings. I mean, his name was Frank Beard, and he was around the turn of the century. And his cartoons were widely seen in the Midwest. It was a Slick magazine lithography, very beautiful cartoons. But the power of his persuasion was very great. I'm a drinker. I like to drink, but he hated drinking and alcohol and saloons. He hated saloons in particular. And after I started looking at some of his cartoons, I don't want to drink anymore. I don't want to go in these saloons. And yeah, he's right. We should be working and stop chasing worldly things.
He around the time of alcohol prohibition?
What I'm leading up to, because he had such an influence, especially in the rural states, that people said, we had enough of this. We need prohibition. And his cartoons kind of sparked that movement. He was like the Carry Nation of cartoonists.
Wow.
And so he had a direct impact with his cartoons to bring about prohibition. Now, I think prohibition is a disaster,
but
you can't deny that his cartoons were very efficacious in bringing it about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like to, I'm not being presumptuous here or anything, but that's kind of my goal, is to bring about change too. I don't want prohibition, but I like the spirit of what he was able to accomplish, the persuasive powers that he had. I would like to, if I could get some of that into my cartoons, that's great. That's what I like to have.
And you're talking about the power of persuasion, regardless of what the cause is. Yeah, I look at, Hollywood, and of course you live in Hollywood, Sabo, so you know this very well. I mean, they get on their causes and they push things. But when we were kids, they pushed back against, the Jim Crow laws and segregation and stuff. I'm thinking about things like, To Kill a Mockingbird. That, I think, living in the South, at least on me personally, as they would come in with their prohibitions and telling people what they could and could not do with private property and so forth, that actually exacerbated things, what the government was doing with their mandates and everything. However, it was the people coming at it from a visceral level, like Hollywood did with To Kill a Mockingbird, or what Martin Luther King did. Those types of things, persuading people, that is a very powerful thing. And so art especially can really persuade people in a way that prohibition just doesn't work. And we saw that it didn't work. And unfortunately, we've doubled down again now for another 50 years of drug prohibition.
I agree with you completely. There's a saying that the left has a crappy product, but great advertising.
Yeah.
And the right has a great product, but crappy advertising.
Yes.
And I know what they mean by it. The other day I was talking to a friend of mine. And out of nowhere, she just said, I just want America to be white again. And it's just the way he said it. I know exactly what he meant.
Yeah.
His pitch was terrible. And it's like, I see that a lot within our ranks. It's like, you're a white nationalist. Well, one, there's nothing wrong with being white, and there's nothing wrong with being a nationalist. I mean, why can't you take those ideas and package it in such a nice way to where that resonates with people?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're young and if you want to be a creative, you just automatically think you're going to be a liberal. So all the good creative thinkers start working for that army.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to join our army. Because you're basically going to get shunned. I mean, there are bars in Austin that say, we don't like your kind here. It's because you think a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Walk in
with a MAGA hat and get thrown out of New York.
And so some young kid out there, they just want to be liked. Their ego says, I want friends. I want the hot chick. And there's no way in hell I'm going to be a Republican, because if I do that, all that's out the window. So it's like we have to find a place where they – bridge that divide and just say, this is what I think, this is what I believe. That's definitely not what the left thinks. and I'm a creative as well. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to hurt.
Yeah.
And
that's why you guys are so important. I mean, you got to have that aspect of it. I mean, when you look at the way the left comes in with something, I look at the way NPR puts stuff out there. What do I typically do? I'll typically come in. Well, here are the facts. You know, like I'm laying out a white paper or something. And that doesn't necessarily convince people. They'll come in with a compelling story. Oh, you got so-and-so who walks in here and what happens to them and look at how their life was destroyed by this or that. So they go to people's emotions. They tell a story. And, you know, so today when I talked about civil asset forfeiture, I tried to talk about stories about civil asset forfeiture, how it affected people's lives. But when you come in with artwork, you're already at that visceral level with people.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just art, it's also music. When I'm trying to get people to realize that we're, I mean, musically, I think we're in a big cul-de-sac with this negativity and a rap that never goes away. And there's a great universe of music out there. I like classical music, and I always try to recommend young people listen to that. But people, as far as communication goes, I mean, music creates, it communicates a completely, you know, it competes the meaning of life, but it's a meaning of life that's intangible. You can't really explain it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't refute a great, you can't refute, Rachmaninoff's third piano concerto. You can hear the meaning of life in it, but you can't really describe it because it can't be put into words.
But look at the way they use it in movies to draw out your emotions.
Exactly.
In the background. And there's always orchestral stuff like that is so evocative.
They still utilize that, you know, like Lord of the Rings. I mean, come on. That's great music there that they're putting in there.
On its own.
But with art, you've got the advantage because you can also engage not just the left brain, but the right brain with the words and the meaning. So when you put them together, then that creates some powerful communication, which is what I try to do. People complain, well, you put too many words on all your cartoons. Well, yeah, because I'm trying to engage the left side of the brain. If you see a lot of cartoons I see with no labels whatsoever, well, first of all, that's not the American tradition. There have always been labels on American cartoons.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you see that, I think sometimes, well, that's not really an editorial cartoon, is it? It's more of an illustration.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want that. I want to kind of hit all the angles and make it very, dimensional. And so, you know, as far as the editorial cartooning is going though, it's in the middle of a big sea change because in the golden age of newspapers, there were thousands of paid cartoonists and thousands of editorial cartoonists across the country. Now we have, I think, about 30 paid and almost all of them are liberal. I would not be able to get a job as a cartoonist to begin with, liberal or conservative, but if it was up to, if I had a chance, they would say, no, you're conservative. We don't want you. You're far right wing or something. You're alt right.
We're talking about that being constricted.
So I wouldn't have a chance.
Yeah, we're talking about being constricted. I imagine it's probably constricted even for people on the left because, you know, you're talking about an illustration or a political cartoon. You're talking about satire. You're talking about ridicule. You're talking about humor. We can't have that in the politically correct world. I mean,
no,
even if you're a leftist, you can't use those tools, right, for the most part.
You know, the editors don't want to deal with an angry caller, so they just kind of dumb down their cartoons and just make them into a cheap gag. So the editorial cartoon has been declined, the newspaper's in decline, and when they go under, all these cartoonists are going to have to do what I do and try to make their bones on the internet and try to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's in store for us. I don't think they're ever going to go away. It's just going to go away. Or you know, it's going to like evolve into a different form, but I still want to maintain the old school kind of look of the cartoons. That's why I draw them by hand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go. I'm not a programmer. I'm not going to be drawing things with digitally because I like to have an original. Say this is a one of a kind thing, and there's something about that to me that still resonates and appeals. And you know, we sell a lot of my original cartoons, and that helps us make a living.
That is cool. Yeah. And of course, let's plug this too, where you guys are right now. They can find your website is grrrgraphics.com. That's Ben Garrison's website. You can find him on Twitter at grrrgraphics. And Sabo, you can find at unsavoryagents.com. And you can find him on Twitter at the new punks. And so it's very important for people to support that because that really is a key thing. That's really how you guys distribute your work now, isn't it? Primarily through the internet.
Yeah, it is. And I've been in Twitter jail. I'm going on my 60th. What they do is they'll ban me for 30 days. They'll let me out for a day and then give me another 30 for something I posted a year ago. And
this is crazy.
Yeah, I must have been in a Facebook jail for well over 2 years.
Well, you know you're doing a good job.
Oh, yeah.
And we know you're doing a good job. And we're going to be right back with Sabo and Ben Garrison. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Alan.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it, but boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're here in studio with Ben Garrison and Sabo. And these are guys who have basically brought a whole new dimension, I think, to the conservative libertarian movements here. And it's very important that we have a broad spectrum. So I want to talk to you a little bit about your work. Tell us, what was your favorite work, either one of you, your favorite, personal favorite?
You know, man, I really don't. I do my stuff and I put it aside and I kind of forget about it. But every now and then I'll open the box and I'm like, wow, that was pretty cool. But the one I had fun with recently was the Al Franken groping that trapeze woman. And the reason was because it was so well executed. I mean, it was a very difficult thing, dangerous, but it was almost like learning how to dance. I took my crew out there and forced them. I said, okay, move like you're going to be moving up there and how are we going to lift this thing? And we had it so down. I think it took no more than 15 minutes. And, it was beautiful. And the next morning, you know, the reporter trucks are there and, a reporter lady came in and tried grilling me. It's like, why don't you go after Trump for the whole, like, grabbing him by the, I'm like, because 99% of the other artists are doing that. And not to mention, when was it ever wrong to grab a woman by, you know, I mean, in LA, you got to be aggressive or you ain't getting none.
So tell us about that process there. How do you got a crew that goes in and puts that stuff up on the billboard overnight?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I get my old butt up there too at times.
Yeah.
And
what's the billboard company say about that?
Nothing yet. You know, I have other people complain for me. They're like, I don't think you should do that anymore, man. You're going to piss off the billboard companies and this, that. I'm like, I don't care. I mean, it's not that I don't care. It's that I don't plan on doing this every week. Mm-hmm. And to be quite honest with you, if I don't hit another billboard again, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, move on to something else.
Yeah.
But it's just a question of what.
Yeah. So that's really cool. What about you, Ben? Your favorite work, your most famous.
Well, I've got
work.
A lot of, you know, I guess it's hard to say, but I did a cartoon for Brexit, and I usually don't do international subjects, but this cartoon featured the European Union pirate ship going over the edge of the world, and you know, I had Muslims going in there tearing things up, and I had Merkel calling for more immigration, and I had to. Diversity cannon firing.
There it is up there. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. That cartoon went super viral in Europe and I had such a tremendous response. I got so much email from people in England and Germany and Italy too. It was featured on an Italian news show and millions of viewers.
Pirates of the European, right?
Yeah. And I just for weeks on end, I heard, you know, I had, it's almost like that cartoon gave them permission to complain about it. Finally, somebody tells the truth about what, you know, we despise all this endless immigration and how Europe is getting, the European culture is getting trampled upon. And somebody finally comes out and say it because no European cartoonist is going to say it because they all work for, you know, lefty institutions. And in fact, the cartoon went so viral that The Guardian assigned a columnist to write a story about me and he called me this cartoonist could have done cartoons for Joseph Goebbels under Hitler. You know, he really tried to smear me, but at that point, you know, I wasn't sensitive anymore about that stuff. I was actually cracked me up. I said, well, he actually put a guy on to write a column about me and
you gotta have a thick skin in this business if you're gonna get involved, you know, in it. Don't you say, but I mean, you're right there in Hollywood.
Yeah. I remember when I used to be scared. You know, it's like, oh my God, someone hates me. It's like, now it's just like, you had a policy in the very beginning, no friends. Because the fewer friends you have, the meaner and rougher you can be.
Yeah, but I've lost quite a few.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, you start meeting other artists, and then you make friends, and it makes it that much more difficult to, like, go for the jugular.
Yeah.
But you need a thick skin for this.
And that's what inspires you, isn't it? Staying right there in the belly of LA, isn't that? I mean, you expose yourself to that. That kind of energizes you to see that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, I don't like being comfortable. It's like everyone's like, oh, move to Texas. Everyone loves you in Texas. It's like, you know, I love Texas too. I'm from Texas. But it's like, no, I love LA. I love the fight. And I really think we could take LA back. It's not going to be easy. But there's a groundswell in Hollywood and in LA, and I'm watching it build up. Mm-hmm. So it may take a little while, but I've met some of the most awesome people in the past couple of years.
That's good.
And I hope you know the thing that bothers me is I'm a political junkie. But if you were to ask me what is prop whatever in the next election, I couldn't tell you. And I'm a political junkie.
Yeah.
So it's like, and if I don't know. Lord knows how many other Republicans don't know.
Well,
so,
it's hard to keep up with local stuff, right? Because everybody's talking about what's happening at the international level. But I really do think that the local thing is where we're going to pull it out one way or the other. You know, we need to stop as conservatives, stop looking for solutions from a savior in Washington, for example. I mean, it's good to we got to have somebody there to try to put a lid on that stuff. But we've really got to do it at the local level. That, and it's, I think it would be easier to do it at the local level if we could just get informed, but it's hard to do that.
I learned the importance of that during the Battle of Berkeley. It's like, quite seriously, the police there, they disarmed all of us on the right, but they let Antifa march in with clubs and explosives and things like this. And after they had their little pizza party, the police cleaned up after them. And and why? Because they have a communist mayor that told the police chief to tell his men to stand down.
That's right.
And all because the local thing, the mayor, you have a communist mayor, and he dictates quite a lot at that point. Mm. Like, he basically determines what laws he thinks can be broken or not.
Or take it in the other direction. You know, we had that law that was put back in the early 90s to turn schools into gun-free zones by Joe Biden, and it was George H.W. Bush that signed that in. But we had people here in Texas, sheriffs who were locally elected and school boards, and they said, you know what, we're going to protect our kids. And we have the ability, the legal right to do this, and they took it upon themselves to do it locally. And you had have states that have come back. We're talking about earlier the drug war. You know, states have said, there's not really any power in the Constitution for them to do this. It's not a delegated power, so we're going to legalize it for medical use or for recreational use or whatever. If we start to take back some of the powers that we've just given up, you know, we can do that at the local and state level. But it is hard to keep track of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Just raise your kids. I mean, how many times do you hear it? I can't even spank my kid anymore.
That's right. Or even let him play outside.
Yeah, or even let him play outside. I remember when we were kids, we'd walk down the railroad tracks for miles.
Yeah. it was like the days of Little Rascals or something. We'd do all kinds of crazy stuff like Little Rascals. But boy, I tell you what, you look at the Little Rascals and the parents would all, you know, you don't see the parents. I guess they're all in jail from CPS.
Yeah.
So how do you keep, you're in Montana. I look at CNN, I look at MSNBC and Washington Post for inspiration. You know, I don't have to live in LA, but what do you do, Ben?
Well, I have the opposite circumstance of Sabo. He's in the belly of the beast and I'm in the boonies. Mm-hmm. You know, there days go by where I don't see anything but maybe a few wild turkeys or wild deer out there. So, I'm a little bit more isolated, but you know, I'm also a political junkie, so to speak. And I've always been a news hound. I mean, I worked at newspapers for many years, so I've always been interested in the news. So I follow everything. And it boils down to this. I mean, when you combine power with money, corruption is inevitable.
Yes.
And right now in Washington, D.C., it's a swamp of systemic corruption.
Mm-hmm. It's like a black hole, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, you get that much power, you're going to draw in the worst elements of the world in there. I mean, foreign actors, domestic, all the criminals are going to be drawn to that because there's such a big pot of money and power.
Yep, and the politicians go in there and they take their marching orders from the deep state. They get paid off. Instead of serving the people, they're serving themselves, and they've got the government for sale for the highest bidder. But for us, that means there's endless possibilities to speak out against it. And, you know, it may not do any good. It may be, you know, maybe that Gone with the Wind situation where Rhett Butler says, well, I don't mind fighting for a lost cause. Once it's really lost, maybe it is lost, but that doesn't mean I'm ever going to stop. I'm going to keep doing these cartoons till I drop.
That's right. That's good. So looking ahead, what do you guys think is the biggest existential threat to the U.S. or to our country, a way of life that,
The brainwashing of our kids.
Mm-hmm. It's education,
like,
isn't it?
Yeah, education. Yeah. It's like, I mean, if you teach the kids that your country sucks, everyone, all the founding fathers were evil white men and slave owners and this and that. And, I mean, they're never told the Klan was created by the Democrats. They're never told how many people the communists were killed or killed. and it's like, they're just manipulated to believing in basically just tearing their own country down.
Mm-hmm.
And
Bill Ayer stopped bombing buildings and he started bombing our kids' minds. He went into education. He's the one that group created the white skin privilege stuff, and now that's ubiquitous. Everybody.
Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of people here that like to smoke pot, but you really have to question a government that wants to take a gun out of your hand and fill it with a joint.
Yeah.
It's like you can't take care of yourself. Just stay nice and just nice and stoned. You know, I hear the English government was really pissed off when they brought coffee there for the first time because they wanted their people drunk. They didn't want them awake.
A bit groggy as they had the soldiers. I'd like to get to your take on this, but we're out of time, Ben. Again, you can find Ben Garrison at grrrgraphics.com. His Twitter is grrrgraphics. And you can find Sabo at unsavoryagents.com, on Twitter at The New Punks. Great job, guys. Keep it up. Thanks for joining me. And that's our show for today. I'm David Knight. Thanks for joining us.